What's going on, everyone? This is Andy with the Full Tilt Devi Podcast, bringing you your Devi recap. Bowl season is upon us, and if you didn't know that, I can't say I blame you. But I do have to give a quick shout-out to my alma mater, the Ferris State Bulldogs, who just won the Division II National Championship for the second year in a row. So congrats to them and their coach, Tony Anise, who I'm sure will be getting some calls from D1 coaching jobs sooner rather than later. You can find me on Twitter at AstarFF. Aside from the snooze fest that is non-playoff bowl games, we do have some transfer portal news, so let's get right into that. The quarterback landscape is going to look a lot different in 2023 with a lot of people coming and going. John and I said on the pod a couple weeks ago that we weren't really excited about anyone in the portal. I brought up two names as potential hits. One of those was Hudson Card, who is still uncommitted. And the other was ninth-ranked quarterback freshman from a season ago in Nick Evers. Evers did, in fact, commit, and it is an exciting one for me personally because it's to my Wisconsin Badgers. This is really the first big signing since Luke Fickell took over as head coach, and you can already feel a difference in the direction of the program. As a fan, I'm excited. From a Devi perspective, we obviously need to see more. He only attempted one pass while he was at Oklahoma in 2022. But John and I made the point on our last episode that, the most successful transfer portal quarterbacks are the guys who were in that upper tier of recruits who really didn't get an opportunity at their first school, which, you know, obviously describes Evers. So we'll see, I guess, if Evers and the Badgers can be the start of something great. But moving on to running backs, not a lot to get excited about, at least for me, from the Devi front. I think Dylan Johnson, the former Mississippi State running back, is probably the best uncommitted back in the portal right now. Byron Cardwell is another one that I could see having an NFL future. But a somewhat under-the-radar signing that has me, I'll say, super excited was UConn's Nathan Carter transferring to Michigan State on Sunday. Carter, unfortunately, was lost for the season back in September with a separated shoulder. He was only able to finish three full games. He finished those games with 58 carries, 385 yards, and a touchdown, with 21 missed tackles forced, and a 2.4 breakaway yards per attempt. He also had 9% reception market share. This is a wide-open backfield at Michigan State, as far as I'm concerned. Jalen Berger led the team in 2022 with 678 yards. He only had 20 missed tackles forced on the entire season. Jarek Broussard, the other running back there, and Elijah Collins, those guys are nothing more than kind of the bowling balls. Carter's coming in at 5'9", right around 200 pounds. I don't see any reason why he can't be the RB1 in 2023. And then lastly, for the wide receivers, since our last show, some other big-ish names entered the portal, including West Virginia's Caden Prather, Michigan State's Jeremy Bernard, who is already committed to Washington, and then the fourth-rated wide receiver from the 2022 freshman class, Aaron Anderson, announced he is leaving Alabama, adding to the mass exodus of that position group from the Crimson Tide. And speaking of those Alabama wide receivers, we now know that Trayshon Holden will be headed to Eugene to join the Oregon Ducks. And JoJo Earl will be joining the playoff-bound TCU Horned Frogs next season to play under Sonny Dykes. I think we've seen enough Holden to know that he's not going to be a high draft pick. But Earl is a former top 50 recruit who has been hampered by a preseason injury, never really got started at Alabama. He joins a TCU team that is losing their leading passer and likely their leading rusher and receiver to the NFL draft. Max Duggan has already announced that he's going to be declaring for the draft. Quentin Johnson and Kendre Miller, I don't think, will be far behind him. So the offense is going to be completely new. But we know that Sonny Dykes knows offense. He rightfully won the Coach of the Year this season. And he's going to figure out ways to get the ball to his best playmakers. While at SMU, Rashee Rice had 9 touchdowns under Dykes last season there as the primary slot receiver, which we figure Earl will be in that role. This season at TCU, the primary slot receiver was Darius Davis. He was tied for the team lead in receiving touchdowns. So they do get involved, especially it seems like in the red zone. So I do really like this landing spot for Earl. But as I said on the last pod, it might be time to sell high on him based on the news of a good landing spot. So tread carefully there. But that's really all I had to say for the recap this week. But I cannot close the clip without at least mentioning the passing of Mike Leach. He revolutionized the game of college football with his air raid offense at Texas Tech and then subsequently at Washington State and Mississippi State. His impact on college football is no more evident than when you look at his coaching tree and you see that guys like Dave Aranda, Sonny Dykes, Dana Holgorsen, Lincoln Riley, Cliff Kingsbury, and Josh Heupel have all either coached or played under Leach at some point during their careers. His presence and personality is going to be missed. Farewell to the Pirate, so rest in peace. But the Full Tilt Devy Show will be back on Wednesday. Might be time to start talking about the incoming freshmen. I don't know. We'll see about that. But that's really all I have until then. Hope you guys have a good week, and I hope you tune in on Wednesday at 9 p.m. We'll see you then.